My name is Brad Fisher, and I'm a stay-at-home dad, and I've been a stay-at-home dad now for 7.5 years, and I'm a stay-at-home dad really by default because my daughter was born with a life-threatening illness, spinal muscular atrophy, which is the number one genetic killer of infants and toddlers, and most children don't even live to be 2 years old, but my daughter's now 7.5. Truth is subjective to me. Everyone seems to think that they understand truth, and often people get angry throughout their daily life because people make them angry or have told them untruths or truths that they don't believe are truths. And so truth is really a subjective subject. And when I think of it, the only times truth to me seems to be a real truth is when it comes to life and death. Certain things keep you alive, certain things don't. And the truth is, what will keep you alive and what won't keep you alive? Everything else are just thoughts in our heads. How I know what a truth is when they told me when our child was born, that she wouldn't live past 2 years of age. Well, being a salesman for a long time, the way I tell if somebody is lying is I look directly at them while I'm having a conversation with them. And if they're unable to look directly at you and give you an answer, that's one way of telling. Body language is another. And often it's fairly easy to tell if any person on the street is lying to you. They just won't be able to make eye contact. Their eyes are darting all over the place. They're fidgety. They're just very uncomfortable with themselves. But otherwise, lies and truths basically are both just words. Somebody could be completely lying to you, but the lie could be a truth in another context. For instance, again, going back to my daughter, the doctors telling me that my daughter wouldn't live past a certain age while parents had older children with the disease my daughter had. How did I know the doctors were lying? I could just, again, tell by just questioning. Question, question, question. That's what Timothy Leary was into. Always question. Question authority. And the more you question, the lies come out. A strong relationship with your spouse or anybody else, in my opinion, is based on trust and based on just letting go. You can't control anybody. You can't have expectations of them because we're all separate people living separate lives, even if you're living together. So you have to be completely trustworthy, and I guess each couple or business partners, etc., will have agreements they've made on what's acceptable behavior and what isn't. And then after that's known, it's just letting go, and people have to just go and live their own lives.